Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is a Friday afternoon and this is episode 26. Today we have, my partner in crime, Kristen, is missing today, so I'm flying solo with the Mabel Syndrome Podcast today, but we have our return guest and reoccurring contributor, Lauren Stein, is here with us. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how are you, Jess?
I'm doing good. Welcome back.
Thanks.
You're turning into, like, our favorite little contributor. We want you to just, like, bounce all over the country for us.
Sounds good to me.
So the last time you were on, who were we talking about the last time you were on?
That was the rehasher interview.
Rehasher. Awesome. And so later on in today's episode, we are going to get to Lauren's interview with War on Women that she did at Warped Tour a little while ago. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I thought it turned out pretty well. So
I like somebody else doing interviews because they just terrify the crap out of me.
Oh, it did for me too. So
yeah, but you did so you do well. And this Warped Tour was a pretty unique event because you got some serious access, didn't you?
Yeah. So the tour manager for Bad Cop Bad Cop is kind of a buddy of mine, and he really likes my vegan chocolate chip cookies. So. I kind of bribed him and told him that I'd bring him a bag of cookies. And so he was able to get me like a backstage pass. And then since I was doing the interview with War on Women, I got press credentials and like a photo pass. So my arm was decorated and I could get pretty much wherever I wanted at the tour.
That's amazing. Isn't it kind of crazy? Like, because this isn't something that you've been doing for years and years. This is, you know, something that Kristen, you and I sort of, you know, it's not like our main profession or anything like that. And isn't it crazy how your life can go from like, I love punk music, I love these bands, to having an arm full of credentials, access, interviewing, and being kind of in the thick of it?
Oh yeah. I mean, like I spent pretty much the entire morning just kind of flipping out with my friends because it's everything just feels so surreal still.
Yeah. Oh. I feel the exact same way. We've had, like, with some of Kristen and I, we talked about, like, some of our interviews, you know, and we've got these email contacts saved, and she said before, like, when she goes to write me an email and, you know, she puts J for Jessica, and then the artists that pop up, like, along with my name, is sort of, like, the fact that I'm even in the same email list as these people is crazy, but it's pretty amazing that that happened. I'm super excited for you. Was it nerve-wracking?
Oh, it was very nerve-wracking.
So you interviewed War on Women that day. Did you interview anyone else?
I did not. It was just Shauna from War on Women.
Okay. So we're going to get to that interview in a little bit, and I'm going to ask you, we'll set that interview up shortly, but as you know, we have a new segment that we're going to do on each episode with our guests, and it's a little Mabel Syndrome rapid-fire questions. So... I'm going to give you a question. I want your quick answer. And, if I give you a word, it's sort of like a word association.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready? I'll do my best.
Okay. So there's not a lot. Don't worry. It's not going to be difficult. Okay. Let me see where to start. I've got a funny list. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. If you had to change your name, what would you change it to?
Michelle.
Where are you right now?
My friend's house in Pittsburgh.
Have you ever broken a bone?
I broke my finger.
Sunshine, yes or no?
Yes.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Wet or dry?
Dry.
If you were to write a book about yourself, what would be the title?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I like that one. No effects.
Yes.
Face to face.
Yes.
Dogs.
Cats.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Me.
Is there anybody else in the room with you?
Yes.
Say something funny to them.
Snapchat hot dog.
Oh, I like that. That was a good response. What is your best memory in the last week?
Going to see Rancid and Bouncing Souls.
Naked or overdressed?
Naked.
Okay, see, you did good. That was it. It's Yay. Funny because the wet and dry, hot and cold, everybody is different on those ones.
Everybody Who would prefer different. Wet?
It's funny. But didn't you say dry?
I said dry.
Yeah, see, but some people say wet.
I don't get it.
I see, and I think that when you ask someone wet or dry, it could mean many things. True. So it's like, is it a sexual reference? Or is it like, do you want to live in a swimming pool? People just associate it differently. So that's awesome. You said your answers are very positive.
I like to think I'm a positive person.
Like you said yes to a lot of things.
Yeah, I that's like cute. More things that I dislike.
That's awesome. Okay. we're going to get better at that segment. We sort of are like compiling questions here and there, and we're like asking people to send us their ideas. So if anybody's listening right now, send us ideas. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your Warped Tour experience. Which date, location did you go to? Where were you?
I was at the location right outside of Pittsburgh. I think the proper area is Burgett Sound, Pennsylvania. It was July 14th.
How hot was it that day? Like, what's the temperature there for that?
It was actually really hot. I was caught off guard a little bit because it had been raining for, like, the past week. And so all the forecasts called for rain and flash flooding, and it was looking to be a miserable day. And then kind of last minute, everything cleared up. So I had not put sunscreen on because I was expecting it to be cloudy and overcast all day. So I left with a pretty nasty sunburn. But it ended up being pretty nice out.
Nice.
Relative to what I expected.
Tends to be like a festival experience. You're either soaking wet or you're burned.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. There's never a happy medium with festivals because I'm one of those people that I hate not having like a home base. Like I like to have a car to put my stuff in, or I like to have like a locker or stuff. So for me, like carrying around all that prep stuff freaks me out. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair.
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was glad that it was dry and not wet.
That's awesome. Perfect. So what was like sort of your take on Warped Tour? This, like, when was the last time you went to a Warped Tour?
My first and only other Warped Tour was last year, actually.
Oh, wow. So you're like new to the Warped Tour.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. And I had a great time last year. Last year I saw Teenage Bottle Rocket and Masked Intruder and Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish. And I was able to leave fairly early because I saw all the bands that I wanted to early. And so I thought it was a great day. Like, I wasn't stuck there for 12 hours or anything.
Those bands that you just listed, those are like the happiest bands to see. Like,
yeah,
Teenage Bottle Rocket, Masked Intruder. Like,
oh, and The Interrupters last year.
See, no, that is like the most positive, happy, upbeat, you know, group of bands.
Yeah, I don't know why people shit on Warped Tour so much, since I thought that was like a great list of bands to see.
That's pretty amazing. Warped Tour, I mean, I feel like we talked about this a little bit on a previous episode with our friend Jay, and I think people just like to bitch about Warped Tour for the sake of bitching about Warped Tour.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a thing.
I guess if you've been into this for 20 years and, you know, the lineups are definitely not going to be what they're like in like 97 or something. So
no,
I guess if you're looking at it in that lens, then I can understand why people would be pissed off.
I've been to 3 Warped Tours. I think I went to 96, 97 and like 2003 are the 3 that I went to. But I mean, that's like saying a band, their new album sucks. Like, they don't sound like themselves. Bands fucking change. People progress, right? As do festival
yeah.
lineups according to who's going. So, but I think there's been some really, that like they're trying to do this new bands with old bands type of thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool as well.
Yeah.
But, it's nice to hear you say you had a good time.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. Like when I got there, my interview was scheduled for pretty early on in the day. So I spent the first hour or so, just, like I said, flipping out and drinking in hopes of calming my nerves.
Yeah.
But then after the interview is done, it was just smooth sailing for the rest of the day.
I love when that happens. You get it out of the way, and then you can just enjoy the rest of the, like, your day or the mm-hmm. show or that sort of thing. Yep. So highlight band, best band that you saw at the tour?
It's got to be Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
See, that's okay. We're allowed to talk. We have to talk about Bad Cop, Bad Cop every episode of the Mabel Syndrome podcast. It's just what we do now.
But it was so nice. Like, their set was great. And then afterwards, like I said, my friend is the tour manager. So he introduced me all of them. And so, like, I got to, like, talk to them, hang out with them a little bit. So that was a lot of fun. They're all amazing and wonderful and nice. So
I get to see them for the first time in November.
Are you doing that tour with Propagandhi?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. And Reviver is really good, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Propagandhi has been one of my favorite bands since I was pretty young. And I've seen them, and I love their live show. Their energy at their live show is intense and good and fast and hard. But this tour, like, for this show, like, getting to see Bad Cop, Bad Cop is pretty huge for me. So so I'm pretty excited about that. Well, that's awesome that they were the winners of the best band of the day kind of thing. So how'd your interview go? Tell me a little bit about your interview and then we'll set it up.
So the interview was with Shauna Potter, who's kind of the front woman of War on Women.
Yeah.
And, they'd been in the news recently because there's the whole controversy with the Dickies, and the woman that was protesting the Dickies at that Warped Tour show way back when was a member of the Safer Scenes group, which was sort of tagging along with War on Women. And so I addressed that in the interview a little bit and just kind of asked general questions about sort of how Warped Tour is going and what's it like being a woman and all that stuff. So
I think it was episode 24 of our podcast, or 23, when we talked about Warped Tour with our friend Jay, we addressed the Dickies mm-hmm. controversy. And I don't want to beat it to death, but because that's kind of what this interview, you know, it got brought up. Mm-hmm. Do you have an opinion that you want to share on it, or do you want to stay clear away from it?
I feel like my opinion is more nuanced than I can kind of describe in like a minute or something. Right. So.
Okay. It was interesting when we talked about it too, because nobody sort of 100% agrees with each other, right? Like nobody...
Yeah.
Of all the conversations I've had about the whole thing, it's like Kristen and I don't fully agree. And Jay didn't agree with us too completely. Like everybody sort of has their own take on it. And I don't want to say enjoy, that's the wrong word, but like it's created major conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the dialogue that it's kind of inspired has been beneficial.
Right. And it's been cool because I've heard, like, I've learned from conversations I've had with other people. They've said stuff to me and I'm like, fuck, I didn't think about it that way. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glad we're having these conversations. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So that's awesome.
I think the important part is just being able to kind of listen to other people instead of just, you know, shutting down and refusing to acknowledge any other viewpoints other than your own.
Exactly. And then my other side of that is that I would like to just say, just people shouldn't be fucking assholes. Just be a nice person.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
It's kind of my mantra. Just don't be an asshole. Cool. Well, I'm excited to hear your interview. I think that people are going to be excited to hear this one as well. And we super appreciate you doing this for us when we can't go to these things. We're super lucky to have you. And I will say, 14 days until 15 days until
I think it's 14 or 13 now
until we see each other in person.
I'm so excited.
It's pretty amazing. It's so that's for 350 Fest in Chicago, and I just want to give a little shout out to that. Tickets are still available for 350 Fest in Chicago, which is on August 19th. I'm gonna say
maybe 19th. It's the 19th. Yeah.
Face to Face, Real Big Fish, Big Wig, The Stereo, and Lights Over Bridgeport. It's going to be an amazing show. It's put on by 350 Brewing, and Lauren's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Kristen, and a whole bunch of other girls that we know via Mabel Syndrome. We're all gathering. It's going to be a large female presence. So
hell yeah.
Do you want to pick the song to play for the end of today's episode?
Sure. Let's pick the song Second Wave Goodbye by War on Women.
Second Wave Goodbye. That's awesome. So to all our listeners, thanks for listening. Check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and CastBox. If you're so inclined, give us a rating on iTunes. It really helps us out because we are poor and all the money that we spend comes out of our pockets, and the ratings really help. So, Lauren, thank you so much for today. Thanks for the interview.
And thanks for having me back.
We will see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This is Lauren with Mabel Syndrome talking to Shauna Potter from War on Women. So how has your experience been going so far being on Warped Tour all summer?
Good. Is this going to be cut up? Is this live? What's going on here?
Oh, sorry. This is we have a podcast for punk rock women.
Okay.
So.
Cool. I'm happy to be on it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Warped Tour's going great so far. We just had a couple rainy days, and now the sun is out, and my mood is so much better than it was earlier today.
So I know the fact that War on Women joining Warped Tour sort of raised some eyebrows just based on past controversies with the tour. What was your thought process in joining on?
Well, we really thought about it. Like, we weren't immediately like, yes, of course, we should do that. We wanted to make sure that by joining up with Warped Tour, it would, you know, either have a positive impact or I don't know, that we would have some sort of influence, hopefully, to let people know. I don't know. In a way, we almost want to see for ourselves what it's like. But I wanted there to be at least one, you know, for sure safe band for mm-hmm. women and queer folks to come see, you know, come to our table, talk to us, like if we're around, like, you're gonna be all right.
Right.
You know? And if something weird happens, you let us know.
Mm-hmm. And how has the tour been compared to your expectations so far?
I don't think anyone can prepare for a Warped Tour before, you know, like, really. Like, yeah. I had friends telling me, like, oh, it's kind of like this, and you wait in the catering line for a long time, and blah, 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 you know? And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And then you're here, and you're just like, this is a huge operation. It's incredible that it even happens every day. Like, so many people working together to do this thing every day. And then it travels to a new city. It's not just like a one-off. It's unbelievable the hard work and the talent of everyone involved in it, and the scale of it. So, you know, it's really humbling, obviously, to be like a small part of this big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, other than that, like, it's been really cool just getting to know bands that we might never meet otherwise, and see their shows. It's really cool.
Just being a part of the whole spectacle type thing.
Yeah.
So I know that in addition to playing, you and your guitarist Brooks are doing workshops on safer scenes.
Yeah, I'm doing a workshop on safer scenes. He's actually doing a workshop more on, like, you know, tips for young bands.
Okay.
or new bands.
Okay.
Because he's a front of house sound engineer, mm-hmm. he's a recording engineer, he's a guitar and amp tech, he builds amps, he's toured forever, he's done tech, or, you know, like, anything related to playing in a band, like, he can answer it. And then we actually run an amp repair shop together, and I'm an amp tech as well for my day job, but I wanted to talk about safer scenes and how people can, like, create safer spaces at home.
And how have those workshops been going?
Pretty good. I don't have one every day. I could sell some more tickets, so anyone out there listening, if you're coming to Warped Tour in the future, please buy a ticket. But, no, the ones that I've had are really cool, and I like having, like, that dedicated one-on-one time,
mm-hmm.
Or one-on, however many people are there, to get, like, specific about how this group of people, how can we do better in our communities? What can you do when you see harassment or violence, or, you know, what are your options, and what spaces are you going to? Because if you're going to school, it's going to be different than going to a club, which is going to be different than going to a bookstore, you mm-hmm. know? So I like to just walk through scenarios and specifically tell people, oh, you could do this.
Right.
And they go, oh, I never thought of that. Or they go, oh, that's what I thought. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
if there's like one tip that you could give to people on like one way to create a safer space, what would that be?
I mean, the most important thing is to listen mm-hmm. and believe victims. Like, that's always the number one. Mm-hmm. Listen and believe victims. And even if what they're telling you doesn't sound like harassment or violence to you, it doesn't mean that it's not. Like, they are the expert of their experience. You know, especially, you know, if you're a white person and person of color, like, you don't know what it's like to be a person of color. If you're a man, you don't know what it's like to be a woman or trans, right? So you have to listen to people, especially when they come from a different oppressed group than you, because they know what harassment is for them. Mm-hmm. So listen and believe them. And then it's about empowering the victim and basically giving them choices. But come to the workshop and we'll dig into that more.
Fair enough. And I know that in addition to playing, you've also been working with the group Safer Scenes on Warped Tour. How's that been going? Like, do you feel like you've been making a difference?
I think it's really cool, actually. I think a lot of, like, I don't table every day with Safer Scenes mm-hmm. because I have to save my voice. Like, you know, we brought volunteers out so that they could run it for us while mm-hmm. we're here. But I know that a ton of women come up every day and, like, just thank them for being there. And they start sharing their stories of harassment or being groped at a show, you know, and not even about Warped Tour, just, mm-hmm. like, what it's like to be a woman. Like, this is what they go through to go to see live music.
Yeah.
So I think they're really appreciative of someone being there that has their back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there could always be more men that show up and learn how to be a bystander. Like, that's what we really need. So,
yeah.
All, you know, women, queer folks, trans folks, like, please bring your cis male friends to learn some stuff so they can stick up for you better.
So, in the aftermath of the whole incident with the Dickies, like, how do you feel like support has changed for your band, like, positive or negatively, or have you noticed a difference kind of just being on tour since then?
I mean, it certainly started a conversation about, like, what is punk, which is kind of a big question for the internet to get involved in. But I mean, it's so, you know, the fact that a lot of people found out about this mm-hmm. and it started a conversation, that means that you're going to get both good and bad.
Right.
You know, so while I have, you know, 20 people calling me cunt on our Facebook page or, you know, saying I stand with the Dickies, like, I also have all the people that are like, thank goodness you said something mm-hmm. in that noisy article, because I go to shows and I'm tired of being harassed or groped or, you know, I just want to go to a show and listen to music. It's not a big deal. Leave me alone. So, it's both, unfortunately. But I just think, like, literally, like, bottom line, like, disrespecting a woman like that is never okay, no matter what they did or didn't do to you. And, like, if you're seen, like, if punk to you means being a fucking, like, sexist jerk, like, I'm sorry. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, your scene sucks. So, I don't want to have anything to do with that, and we're just going to have our own scene over here without sexism and racism and transphobia.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing really resonated for me because, like, I've been groped at shows, and whenever I try to raise a stink about it, like, the people around me just laugh, and it's ridiculous that this is something that people are okay with, so I'm really glad that you're taking a stand and making people aware that this is happening. And,
yeah, thank you.
So moving on to some questions about the band itself. So I know you've been around since 2011. Have you experienced, like, much pushback as the front woman of a hardcore band, especially since I know that scene especially is very male-dominated?
Yeah, I mean, not that I know of, you know, but we don't tour with modern hardcore bands either, though. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if we did, it would be worse, but we've had the honor of touring with amazing, like, politically-minded bands, like Refused or Anti-Flag or Propagandhi and even Flag.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't care if the hardcore community likes or doesn't like us, or that a pocket of sexist people don't like us. Like, that's fine
with
me. I don't need them in my life anyway.
Since, like, in the 6 years since you started the band, how do you feel, like, the scene has changed at all, or have you noticed any difference, or...
I've felt more acceptance, actually, for our music and our message. It's been... I think that's why we're big enough to be asked to play Warped Tour. Like, mm-hmm. we're still not... we're not a huge band. Like, not that many people know about us, you know? But I think people, you know, get more and more excited to see something like us, mm-hmm. whether it's our band or another band like Gloss, you know, RIP, but like, yeah. People are hungry for something that isn't just straight white dude perspective,
yeah.
you know? And I think it's important that, that we just exist out here,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I mean, part of it, like, going along the same lines, like, the podcast I'm working for, Mabel Syndrome, it's we're all women, and we're interviewing people, and a lot of the people that have been interviewed, like, really appreciate the fact that it's not just, like, dudes, and a different perspective, so mm-hmm. I definitely can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel that things have changed since Donald Trump in terms of, like, your music and, like, the reaction of crowds? Like, do you feel like there's been a difference?
We had already started writing a new record at that point, and I've tried a couple times to write a song about him, and it's not good enough. It's just like, it's almost just like a stream of consciousness journal entry or something. It's like not a good song. It's just me upset, right? Which is like not enough. To make it listenable. So I'm actually finding it really difficult to know. I mean, I feel like I'm still processing, like, what's happening every day, because it's a fucking shit show, and there's something terrible new every day, and, like, I just can't look at his face without feeling nauseous. Like, it just seems so... it's like visceral to me. Like, I can't write about it right in the middle of it, and I feel like I'm in the middle of it, and
it's like too personal.
Yeah, in a way it is, which is funny coming from us, but it's too immediate. It's not like processed yet, because it's still happening. So I don't know if we'll actually have anything about, I mean, again, like, let, like, men should be talking about this stuff more, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm doing it because I feel like I have to. I can't not. Like, I need to. But men and bands should be addressing this even more than we should, honestly.
Are there any bands on tour, on Warped, or just in general, that you feel are doing a good job of addressing this?
I mean, Anti-Flag brings it every time. They bring it every show, 100%, and they talk about, you know... like, if you are racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, like, get out of here. And so they have some, you know, and Municipal Waste, like, they all have, like, some Trump shirts and stuff for sale, and I think that's really great, I feel like our band should have, like, the perfect Trump shirt or the perfect Fuck You Trump song or whatever, but, like, I just can't bring myself to do it because... it's still happening to me, is how it feels, and to obviously everyone else that's affected by his bullshit. But
how you do with the Make America Feminist Again?
Yeah,
or Feminist for Once.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I did have that idea. So that was my one little nugget. And then the Don't Grab My Pussy flags, the Gadsden flag,
mm-hmm.
Which actually was the idea of our label Bridge Nine.
Okay,
The guy that runs it, Chris, came up with that, and I was like, yes, run with that. I like it. But I'm just finding it very difficult to be creative about what's happening.
So you said that you were working on material for a new album. Mm-hmm. When can we expect to
That'll be after this tour, actually. So we'll finish it when we get home after this tour, and then take some time off, and then next calendar year release a record and tour. Hopefully.
Are there any themes that have kind of stuck out, like, as you've been writing material for that?
No, because it's kind of been happening really slowly over a long period of time. We've been touring so relentlessly the past couple of years that we haven't, like, had a break to record, so we kind of put ourselves on a mandatory break to just stay home, finish a record, record it. But there's been, like, little bits and pieces over the last couple of years, which might be another reason, you know, like, I don't have room for Trump in my life right now. Like, I'm writing about other shit, but, no, I read a book called The Chalice and the Blade, and so I just started writing about that and kind of, like, where the idea of, like, how patriarchy came about and how it used to not be like that, that kind of stuff, historical stuff. A couple other things.
Okay. Yeah. And then kind of as a more general question, what other women do you think are doing really good things in the punk rock scene?
I mean, Laura Jane Grace is doing good things by being herself and existing and advocating for Genders Over as, like, kind of an organization, and kicking ass and telling her story and sharing her story, mm-hmm. so that other kids hopefully probably could find some validation in that and feel like maybe they can really come out as themselves, mm-hmm. sooner than maybe they thought, you know? So that's a really brave thing to do that helps a lot of other people, mm-hmm. which I think is a beautiful thing. And other than that, I would love it if people tell us in the comments who they think is doing well, so I can learn about some new bands and some new people doing good work.
For sure. Is there anything else that you want to address about, you know, your experiences or anything else?
No, I'd say, you know, if you come to Warped Tour, please just check out the Safer Scenes booth and learn some bystander intervention, and encourage others to buy a ticket and come to Warped Tour and support them, since they have so many women on the tour this year. Like, it's, and they've been really generous to let us do Safer Scenes. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to show Warped Tour some love and buy a ticket and come hang out and enjoy the lineup this year.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Be there.